Welcome to the Post Game Plan. I'm your host, Ali Samani, and this is the career development home for all current as well as former professional athletes. Really excited today. Our special guest, his name is Pat Woodcock. He is a seven-year NFL and CFL player, played from 2001 to 2008 with a number of teams, including the New York Giants, Washington Redskins, the Montreal Alouettes, the Ottawa Renegades, Edmonton Eskimos, and Hamilton Tiger Cats, who is also a Grey Cup champion and was named Most Outstanding Player by the CFL and is currently an owner and director of athletic development at Elite Performance Academy based out of Ottawa. He also completed his BS, Bachelor of Science, in Marketing Management at Syracuse University. Pat, we're really excited to have you. Thank you so much for being on the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, Ali. Thanks for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. I think you have a very interesting story. You've played for both the CFL and the NFL over a seven-year span. You completed your degree prior to going into professional sports. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And so how do you think your degree helped you out? You did it, obviously, in marketing. Why did you choose to, I guess, complete? Did you have an option in terms of going to the league earlier? And how do you think it helped you throughout your career?
Well, I think in terms of education, you know, my parents always stressed that from the very beginning, and, you know, it was a priority, obviously, through high school, and then it continued to be a priority through university. You know, I wasn't one that a pro career was going to be a sure thing, and so obviously wanted to make sure that I had all bases covered and was prepared if football didn't work out once I finished my university career. So, you know, I made a point of choosing a major that I felt was something that I would enjoy, regardless of what field I was able to apply it to afterwards, and made a point of being very, very good at it, so that, you know, if I did need to use that immediately post education, that I would be ready to step into a job and perform very well.
Absolutely. Now, that being said, when you entered the league in 2001, you went directly into the NFL. Now, I guess in your locker room, in the first couple of years, did you consider life after the game?
No, I mean, at that time, certainly I was 100% focused on trying to, you know, maintain my career as a pro football player as long as possible.
Exactly.
And, you know, all that other stuff was sort of on the back burner at that time. I had, you know, as we mentioned, completed my degree, and so I didn't need to necessarily worry about, you know, finishing education or anything at that particular time. I was, you know, trying to keep my focus exactly where it needed to be in terms of keeping my feet on the field.
Absolutely. Now, so when do you think you started to think about life after the game? Did you even consider it during your playing career, during the 7 years that you played?
Well, towards the last few years, I mean, you know, once you sort of pass 5, 6, 7 years, you sort of see that, you know, you're certainly on the downward half of your career if you're lucky, and you know, you're going to need to start making some plans for what you're going to do when your playing days are completely finished. So around those last couple of years, I started taking a look at, you know, what I really enjoyed and what I might want to think about doing once I was completely finished playing.
And did you use any resources or, like, what techniques did you use to figure out what it is that you enjoyed?
No, I didn't. I mean, those last few years, as I, you know, again, tried to prolong the career as long as I could, I started to do a little bit of research in terms of how to maximize my training and how to maximize my recovery and all those kind of things, and really to improve myself, continue improving myself as a player. And then as I developed an increased interest in those and really built up my knowledge base, you know, as I finished out those last couple of years, I sort of realized that I sort of had a passion for that subject, and it was something that I felt I'd be able to pass on to the next generation of athletes. So that's kind of what drove me in that direction post-football career. But I didn't use any sort of counseling or any sort of outside information to help me make that decision.
Wow. It was a nice transition. It's good that you recognize that right away. And I think one of the things that, you know, individuals have a struggle with is we don't realize what we're really good at. And you obviously understood that you were trying to prolong your career. You're using various techniques. You're using various styles to do that from an athletic performance standpoint, and realize that maybe you found certain secret sauces that other individuals could leverage and use to prolong their own career.
Exactly. And you know, I think as professional athletes, you get a lot of times bombarded a lot of different people who would like to, you know, leverage your name or leverage your experience as an athlete and those kind of things. So there was lots of different avenues that I could have gone, but I never really felt passionate about any particular one of them. And as I said, as I gathered more information about training and about nutrition and really about putting the whole package together in terms of developing the athlete, I discovered that that really was what my passion was and was something that I wanted to continue doing when I was finished being an athlete myself.
Absolutely. So that being said, I mean, you transitioned into working and founding Elite Performance Academy. Did you have a mentor at the time in terms of a business mentor that guided you through the process of registering your company and doing all the due diligence to determine if there were any competitors even within the Ottawa market?
You know what? I really did not. I thought I was going to have one, and you know, unfortunately, it didn't really work out the way I had hoped it would. So it ended up being a situation where that mentor situation that I was looking for didn't work out, and it sort of became, well, I guess it's on my own now, and I'll just kind of figure it out as I go. So certainly there were some mistakes made along the way, but I think as I look back on it now, I wouldn't change it because I've really enjoyed the process of figuring out it on my own, and really I take pride in the fact that I've taken something from ground zero and built it up to the point that we're at now, and look forward to continuing to grow it and know that, you know, it's been largely due to just my own knowledge and my own learning and my own effort to raise it up to the level that we're working towards.
Absolutely. So that being said, what does your current clientele look like in terms of growth, and where do you see the company going forward?
Well, right now we are we're extremely busy. Just 6 months ago, we moved into a new location, so we're in a 3,500 square foot location with all of our strength equipment, and our we do have a large piece of artificial turf where we do our speed and agility drills. We have a treatment room on site where we have our own ART practitioner and chiropractor and massage therapist. So, you know, that element of it has grown very, very quickly. Our clientele is largely high school and university athletes. Our university athletes are represented at 14 different schools throughout Canada and the U.S., kids that we've taken from high school here in Ottawa and sent to all those different schools. We are preparing athletes this year right now, getting ready for the CFL Combine and draft coming up in the spring. So as our athletes get older, then we're able to, you know, continue to push them to the next level of athletics, and we continue to get new athletes from all levels as they start to sort of realize the kind of results that we're getting and the kind of production that our athletes are able to produce. So moving forward, you know, we'd ultimately like to expand our location, get a little bit larger, and be able to accommodate more athletes at one time. We are currently looking at adding two new coaches to be able to offset, obviously, some of the training time that that myself and my partner have to do. And as well, we're working on a scholarship program with some of our sponsors to allow talented athletes who may not have financial access to training of our type to take part in our program and be able to gain the same benefits that they might not otherwise get.
Wow, a fantastic purpose as well as a fantastic company. I wish you continued success with that project. Now, that being said, you know, through your 7-year career, you've obviously learned quite a bit about transitioning, about the game and life outside the game with your success with Elite Performance Academy. Now, what would you... You know, towards the end of each show, we have a pay it forward type of moment where our guest gets an opportunity to speak to some of the aspiring, current, and former athletes about one or two key pieces of, I guess, advice and learnings that they've had. What would you think would be most important from your experiences to share with others?
I think there's 2 points. I think number one, something that I've touched on a little bit in telling my own story, is just, find something that you're passionate about. Don't look to move into a career simply for the financial part of it or because somebody tells you that you might be good at it. You need to find out what you are passionate for, what you think you're going to be good at, and what's going to make you get up every morning and feel great about going to work. It's tough to find necessarily something like that that gets you out of bed like the game did previously, but once you do, then you're able to put all your effort and all your determination and all that hard work that earned you your pro career to begin with into your next career and really make it something special.
Great.
The second point that I would say is, once you do find that passionate thing, again, put all your effort into it the same way that you did as an athlete. Don't try to take shortcuts and don't try to take the easy way out of things. You know, put the effort in, put the dedication in, make yourself the very best you can be the same way that you did as an athlete. Because that's what inspires other people, and that's what makes them want to be a part of your business or just be a part of whatever it is that you're going to do, is recognizing that passion in you and that your drive to be the best is something that they can carry into their own life.
Wow, a great interview, great advice. Thank you so much, Pat Woodcock. Where can my listeners, rather, find you online, as well as your company?
Yeah, you can check out myself and all of our information at eliteperformanceacademy.ca. Obviously, we have a Facebook page as well under Elite Performance Academy, and you can follow me on Twitter at EliteCoach16.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Pat. This has been the Post Game Plan with your host, Ali Somani. You guys can find me on Twitter at ALYSOMA. That's Ali Soma at ALYSOMA. And I look forward to the next interview. Thank you again, Pat. Have a fantastic day.
Thanks very much, Ali.
All right. Take care.